actually have to exert their muscles to let go. So while they're asleep, they don't fall because their muscles don't retract. They're just naturally hooked on. Because it would be awful if you just rolled over and bent and fell off your bed. Because you're upside down 56 feet from the floor. Which the floor is your bathroom, so you don't want to fall into that. Now, these bats come out every night, and they go look for food and water. They can fly up to 30 miles looking for insects to eat, and the nearest river for water is 6 miles away. Now, imagine waking up in the middle of the night and have to go get a drink, and you gotta go 6 miles. Well, they wake up in the middle of the night, and they go find food, and they get, and every morning after they've eaten and drank, they come back to their cave, and they all live in one single spot. All 500,000 bats congregate in one place. The Mexican free-tailed bat is a very social animal. It will not sleep by itself. It has to have as many of its friends as it can have around it, or it's not comfortable. They don't like the cold, however, which seems odd to me because they live in a cave which is 55 degrees year-round. But they can't stand the cold. That's why every winter they go back to South America, because it's too cold in New Mexico for them to stay. So why do they live in a cave? Well, it's part of because they are social animals that they can. All 500 of them sleep on the top of a domed cave. And they sleep so close together that they touch the bat next to them. They can't move without moving three or four other bats. And because of that, they share the bodily warmth of each one of them, which collects on the dome of the cave. And the park rangers have said it's 85 to 90 degrees where the bats are sleeping. 55 degrees.